Kino zu Hause, der DocFest München Podcast. Filmgespräche des Internationalen Dokumentarfilmfestivals München.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum 38. DocFest München, unserer zweiten dualen Ausgabe. Ich freue mich, dass Sie eingeschaltet haben, von wo auch immer Sie zuhören oder auf zuschauen. Hello and welcome also to all our international guests to the 38th DocFest Munich. This is our second dual edition and I'm happy to have you here from whenever you're watching or listening to us. This year we show 130 films from 55 countries and I'm happy to be talking to Katharina Alves-Costa, the director of Margot, who has their international premiere here at DocFest Munich. My name is Sergei Mikael, I'm part of the festival curation team and I will skip right ahead to the conversation with Katharina. Katharina, very nice to welcome you here at DocFest Munich. Thank you for taking the time and having us.
Thank you for inviting me for this talk. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. And yes.
Your film is a Portuguese production. Are you also joining us from Portugal right now, or where are you situated?
Yes, I'm at home in Lisbon, so I'm in Portugal at the moment, yes.
Nice. Some people may see this interview before they have watched your film. So could you quickly summarize what your film is about and yeah, what's the main subject?
So this film is a film about this woman, Margot. She was an ethnologist, she was German, met a Portuguese man when she was almost 40, then came to Portugal and lived the rest of her life here. So the film, it's about her and the films that she did in Mozambique in the 50s, 60s. It's also about me meeting her when I was very young and she was very old. She was already 90 when I did this interview. And also it's about me going back to Mozambique with these images and getting the Makonde ethnic group, which was the group that she was making the films with, to see and to comment on these films. So in a way, I wanted to return these images to them, but I also wanted to return these images to them, giving also opportunity to get to know the person behind camera. So there's different layers in the film.
Margot, in the protagonist in your film, she's not a, let's say, traditionally trained anthropologist, but as I read, you are an anthropologist and I studied anthropology as well. And how did you find Margot or her studies? Like, did you come across her while you were studying anthropology, or was it more that you just stumbled across her while reading in the library or something?
Yeah. Well, when we study anthropology in Portugal, we always heard about Jorge Dias, mm-hmm. his husband, and she kind of becomes a bit behind his name. So it was when I was working at the Museum of Ethnology after finishing the course. I was working there and while working there, we were preparing her films to give them back to the Mozambican Institute of Cinema. I was looking at these films. And together with the director of the museum, we went to interview her because we wanted to get some of her knowledge about the films. But the thing was that this interview, it's more about her personal life. She tells a lot of stories about her. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that many, many years after that, I go back to these interviews and I see kind of other layers that I was not noticing when I was interviewing her a long time ago. But yeah, it was through my work in the museum. I worked there from 94 to 2000 in this ethnographic museum in Lisbon that you can see in the film, actually, the corridors and the archives and all that.
As you said, you started, the interviews were from then over 20 years ago, kind of, that you made with Margot. When did you actually decide to make this documentary about her and why then at the end?
Well, there was a period where I didn't think about it. I was doing other things. I was making my own films also in some in Africa, in Cape Verdean Islands. So I was doing my thing, you know. And then the Portuguese Cinemateca decided to do a DVD with all her films together. And they asked me to work on this because the films were not, the sound was not in the films. Mm-hmm. She recorded a lot of sounds, especially music and instruments. And she did the filming, but she never put the two together, and they don't necessarily go together, you know. Mm-hmm. She was one person doing everything. So eventually I decided to kind of, spend some time to put the sounds on these images. So I spent some time with these films, and I sort of started to wonder about her story, and also about, you know, how would the Mozambique people would see this today, you know. I think it's there's a lot of talk about, you know, we should return things like that were made in African countries to them, to the people, but it's not so easy to do this. So I think, you know, I was very interested in doing a film that could talk to everybody, that was not a scientific film, but universal story.
As you said, your film has kind of these two layers. The one side is the personal stories of Margot Diaz and her life, and also her studies and how she came to about them. And then the way you also go back to Mozambique and talk with the people, interact with her material. And did you find it interesting what new layers it brought up during the filming process? Because when you see in your film the Mozambique people, the Makonde, they react to the filming, they give you more details, they give you new information. Was that always part of your filming process, or did you realize it after you kind of started?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because in the beginning, it was just me going there with the images and making a film about this, mm-hmm. Okay? But it was during the time that I was in Mozambique and meeting the Makonde that I started complexifying the whole thing, you know, because they thought about this material in a very, very deep and philosophical way, because these were images of their own culture, but they never saw these images, they never saw the past being represented in their own culture. Mm-hmm. And they were a lot wondering about, you know, who is doing this? Who is this person, you know? So then when I came back with these images, I decided to give it this other layer. And this is when I decided to use the interview that I did in the museum a long time ago, because in the beginning I was not going to use it. I thought it's very personal and the film is about them, it's not about her. But then it started a process where I think I started to see myself as a kind of alter ego of her. Mm-hmm. Like I began to be interested in the way we connect with the people when we do field work and how that affects us. I think the film has these kind of ideas. So in the end, I decided also to put myself in the film. So I would be someone that is also searching for her, searching for the Makonde. So it was a process, quite a long process. It took some years, actually, mm-hmm. to get to this version.
In the film, we also talk a lot that Jorge Diaz and Margot, they went to Mozambique because of those mission trips multiple times. Who are these mission trips? Who were their senders? Like, who was sending them to go there? And then you also talk about that they bring up reports for the missionary, but then they have their own diaries and different things where they talk very differently about the situation that was happening in the Makonde.
Yeah, look, it's very ambiguous situation, right? Because, of course, you know, they were inside this government that was a dictatorship in Portugal, and we had the it was the colonial times, so they were kind of part of this world, and they were doing their work inside this context. Mm-hmm. So from one time they were like doing this, and at the same time they were kind of criticizing a bit the way Portuguese colonialism was going with the process. But I think that the most interesting thing for me is that they kind of they did some effort to do it differently from the kind of very, how do I say, governmental films that were being doing in those times. There's a scene in the film where I go to the Instituto de Cinema in Mozambique and find a film called A Trip to the Maconde. And there you have the look of the colonial eyes, you know, talking about the woman, the way they dress, the way they, you know, they have their piercings and in a very violent way. But I didn't see this violence so much in the films, but I knew it was there. Mm-hmm. So I had to find out this story behind these images. And then I discovered she really talks about this in this interview. You know, she talks about the impact of going there the last time. So yeah, it's a very ambiguous character, you know, because from one point, it's someone that I met in person and someone that I admire. I was young, I wanted to do ethnographic films. At the same time, I found out she was very much in this, especially her husband, but of course, you know, she was the wife, but they were part of this scientific program that was to get to know the people in the minorities, ethnic minorities in the African countries. And of course, this had a political interest behind. So it was to get to know how they also organize themselves politically, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's a film that makes us think about all these questions. That's what I wanted, at least.
And I think there's also an interesting film where one of the Mozambique people that you interview, he says, oh, they're showing our rituals and they're like, they're showing our secrets, but not fully, thank God, because white people. And I think it's interesting because then you see, and also in the interviews with Margot, that the Makonde people or the people in Mozambique kind of knew always that the people that were coming, even though they were genuine and emotional, they were working for the colonial structures to some extent, and they didn't want to fully give them all their secrets. But then there's also Margot on the other hand, where she realizes the more she comes back, the more they open up and they kind of believe her to be more genuine. Is that kind of what you also saw in the film?
Yeah, but you know, also as an anthropologist, you know this, that some rituals have a secret part. Yes. You know, especially in this in initiation ritual.
Yeah.
For the girls, there is a part of it that is about learning about sexuality. You know, this is secret, not secret, but it's something that happens in secret. You mm-hmm. should, you shouldn't. No one should go there because mm-hmm. this is in between them. And they were there, you know, and that was very shocking for Makonde women to see how come they were showing the secret parts. So this is one question that I'll also then put in my voice over, you know, what do we see in these images? What about the secrets? What about the hidden things? You know, how can we look at what is not there, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's also very, I think it's also interesting, Makonde sculptor, when he says, you know, when I look at these images, I see a person that was filming for the times after she is dead. You know, he says this, and I think this very strong idea, you know, that he's talking to us, you know, about how the past will reflect on our future and how we should kind of reflect on the timing, overall universal time, you know, mm-hmm. before that, after that. And also the film has this thing about maybe about getting old, about, you know, life balance kind of thing.
I think what's also interesting in your film is that it always comes up this idea of how to preserve cultures and traditions, and also this very Eurocentric idea of, oh, only if we document, if we calculate, if we put it in museum, like collecting the artifacts, then it's kind of preserved. Whereas in a lot of like the Makonde culture, it's more about preserving it while giving it on in oral or traditional with like music and stuff. So was that also a way of giving back that you saw they were kind of gaining more, hey, this is also what we know, but we already know the culture is preserved in us, through us, kind of not just because you photographed it or filmed it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, it's interesting because for one time they recognize these images as their images, and they, I think they see their culture in these images, but at the same time, they see all times. They see like this doesn't exist anymore. You know, it's gone. So I think for me, it was more like getting in touch with new generation that is kind of trying to get tired with this past, you know, with these traditional African instruments, making music with these instruments, even if they do, you know, modern, like contemporary electronic music mixing with the traditional instruments, mm-hmm. but there is a process of finding out about their own identity. As one young guy says in the beginning of the film, like, I'm searching for my identity, you know, because we have to remember that after the independence, there was this party that had the nationalistic project of Mozambique, a country, you know, and trying to efface the ethnic differences. And so I think this is also about ethnic identity and things like that. But yeah.
Did you have the chance yet to show your film in Mozambique? I don't know if Margot is still alive or was able to see the film or parts of the film yet.
No, she's dead a long time ago. She died she died 20 years ago already. Mm-hmm. So it's a long time. And yes, I did. We showed the film there, but I couldn't be there because it was not possible. So yeah, but I keep the contact, and I still want to go back there. But yeah, I think the kind of reception that I had from the film is good. It's very good.
As you also said in the beginning, it took you a long time, or it was a longer process for you making these films. Where did you get your funding from, and how was the process for you to keep working on such a long span of time? Kind of.
Yeah, that's how we do. Like I'm a teacher in the university, so for visual anthropology. So this is kind of also a project of research for me. So it's not just a film; it's all the research involved. But the film was funded by the Instituto de Cinema in Portugal, ICA, Instituto Cinema and Audiovisual, which is the state funding for cinema. It was a small budget from. Finishing film, so when you present material and then they give you the money to finish the film. So it was a small budget, but of course, you know, I'm lucky that I have a work where I can also, you know, also reflect on the materials I'm filming. I can work on that. I have some time for research, and I also use this in class with students. We discuss, you know, the ways of making ethnographic films and making films, and they do their own films. So it's all part of my life. You know? This is a very, very personal film in a way that it touches both my personal biography, my personal story, and my academic work. So it was good in that way that I had the time to do it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, your protagonist or main character in the film, Margot, she comes from Munich, actually, and she lives there, I think, until she's 35, until she goes with George to Portugal. And what would you like the Munich audience maybe to take away from your film, if you would have one thing, or if what you would want to give them along while watching the film?
Well, I think, you know, for me, it was very interesting to find out about her youth in Munich. You know, I thought that when I started to hear that and to go a bit further studying about it and getting some archives from Germany, where you see these young people in the 20s, the Van der Wagen movement, people go camping, go to the forest, you know, all these things about connecting to nature. And then her her life in Munich with also the, not just the music, but also the bookshops where she could go and see the books and find material. And so I sort of think that her interest with ethnography comes from, not from her alone, but from a society where she was born, you know? She talks about Schwabing, the neighborhood, and how life was there. And I think, you know, for me, it was interesting to find out this because she didn't really, she was a Portuguese, you know, she was speaking, when I met her, she was speaking Portuguese, she was living in a Portuguese house with Portuguese family, you know, and then suddenly finding out all these was very interesting for me because it was all about changing your life, you know, like, you know, she was a pianist, a piano player, like professional one. And then she just stops with that, starts a new life, goes to Portugal. And this is something that I think for all of us, it's an interesting question, you know, are we able to, can we do this in our lives? Can we just change completely our life? So for me, it was interesting to see Germany and then the life after in Portugal, yeah. See the contrast also, but because of course Portugal was a much more conservative society and much more, especially for women, as she says, you know, her husband thought she shouldn't go to Africa because she, you know, she should stay at home or, you know, take care of the kids and things like that. So. And it was her husband, so this is the society where she was living. So I think she was very courageous, but I guess a lot of it is also my own construction. You know, it's not real in a way that I'm trying to elaborate on this and think about this. It's not a very objective portrait.
Well, thank you so much for bringing your film here and showing it to us. To our audience, you can vote for this film for the Kino Audience Award, which is presented by BR and Dreisat. So if you watch the film online or in cinemas, you can cast a vote. And then at the end of the festival, we count it out and maybe Margot will win the audience prize of this festival. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and I wish you a good rest of the festival.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. It was very nice talking to you.